Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jess Martin, and I am a third-year doctoral student at the Harvard School of Public Health. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about some work looking at the association between lifetime experiences of racial discrimination and suicide attempts among adult Hispanic males in the National Epidemiologic Survey on Alcohol and Related Conditions, or the NESARC. I have no relationships, as I said earlier. All right, so suicide among Hispanic American men is a growing public health concern. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among Hispanic males aged 15 to 34. Prior literature has shown an association between race-based discrimination and both depression and suicidal ideation among U.S. minorities in general. However, to date, there's been very little research in this area specific to the Hispanic American male context. And approaching the phenomenon of suicide from a cultural context, we hypothesize that this group might be particularly vulnerable to experiencing racial discrimination because Hispanic Americans, especially males, might experience increased isolation, for example, social or medical isolation. And adding another layer of complexity to this, it's all coupled with cultural norms such as gender roles. And all of this prompted us to ask the research question, do experiences of racial discrimination increase the risk of attempting suicide among Hispanic males? So this is our hypothesized causal structure. As you can see over on the right is our main association of interest, experiences of racial discrimination leading to suicide attempts. Over on the left is our list of hypothesized confounders. And down at the right, bottom right, is our hypothesized mediator of depression. All right. So as I mentioned earlier, our data source was the NESARC. And unfortunately, we were only able to use wave 2 because discrimination wasn't measured in wave 1. So this is a cross-sectional study. Our sample size was 2,618 Hispanic males, of whom 69 had reported ever attempting suicide. And all of our key measures, our outcome, exposure, and mediator, were lifetime reports. So that means people were asked, did you ever attempt suicide over your lifetime? Did you ever experience racial discrimination? And they were assessed using the Audatis interview schedule for depression, which means it wasn't actually a clinical, it wasn't dependent on a clinical diagnosis already having been assessed, but they were actually asked questions about depression over the life course. And finally, we used logistic regression with and without depression in the model to assess these associations. All right. So in the NESARC, racial discrimination is measured by an experiences of racial discrimination scale. And this is in contrast to a perceived discrimination scale. The experiences scales are supposed to be a little bit more objective. However, the respondents still need to perceive an event as discrimination due to their Hispanic race or ethnicity in order to report it as such, just to keep in mind. And the experiences of racial discrimination scale in the NESARC is made up of six items listed on the left here, and they cut across six different domains of discrimination. Each of these were measured on a five-item Likert scale, so the possible values range from 1 to 5, with 5 being the most discrimination. And the graphs on the right of each item show the differences in the mean value of each item for respondents that did and didn't report having attempted suicide. So I'm sorry, it's a little cut off at the bottom, but red is those who ever reported a suicide attempt. So as you can see, for each of the items, those who reported attempting suicide reported more experiences of racial discrimination. This is just preliminary evidence of our association. And then, turning to the composite scale, this was this is a sum of the six items previously. It ranges from 6 to 30, with higher numbers indicating increased reports of discrimination. And the green bars here represent those who attempted suicide, and the black outlined bars those who don't. And so as you can see, people who did ever attempt suicide reported more experiences of discrimination. They have higher scores on the composite scale. All right, so this is our first model where we used the composite score I just showed you on the previous slide as the exposure for predicting ever having attempted suicide. And we controlled for all of those hypothesized confounders that were on our conceptual model page. All right. As you can see, our effects both on the one unit scale and on the one standard deviation unit scale is significant. And so the standard deviation for the composite score was 2.5. So we felt that a 2.5 unit change might be a little bit more relevant clinically rather than just a one unit change, say from 6 to 7, in this way it would be like 7 to 9.5, something like that. So one standard deviation unit change in the experiences of racial discrimination scale was associated with a 2.78 times higher odds of attempting suicide in this sample. And then our second model was identical, except that we also controlled for depression, which was itself extremely predictive. But as you can see, our effect estimates from model one to model two barely changed. So after controlling for depression, race-based discrimination still had a significant association with suicide attempts. All right, so the big limitation that I want to highlight is the cross-sectional nature of this data. All of them are lifetime, all of the key variables are lifetime reports. So we can't establish temporality between discrimination, depression, and suicide. However, we do think that it's unlikely that suicide attempts are causing more experiences of racial discrimination. Another potential limitation, given the lifetime nature of each of these, is recall bias. It could be tough for people to remember back that far, or they may remember things differently given some space from that time period. And finally, our study doesn't address the potentially important distinction between perceptions and experiences of race-based discrimination and attempted suicide. Despite all of these limitations, though, the NESARC is a nationally representative sample, and our study indicates that race-based discrimination, even when controlling for depression, is associated with suicide attempts in adult Hispanic males. All right. So what might explain these results? One explanation could be that there's a direct pathway from race-based discrimination to attempting suicide, which isn't mediated by depression. So one idea that we had was a culture of stress. Our hypothesis would be that experiences of racial discrimination would increase one's acculturative stress via a feeling of isolation or emasculation, and this would then lead to an increased risk of suicide attempts independent of depression. When thinking about this population, immigration status and history are very important variables to take into account that we were not able to hear, so that may further complexify, is that a word, the problem. And a second explanation, which again, going back to the cross-sectional nature of our data, is that depression may actually precede the experiences of discrimination. So again, I mentioned that this experiences of discrimination scale necessitates that people perceive an event as being discrimination due to their race or ethnicity. So it's possible that people that are depressed may perceive more events to be of that nature. So in this case, our hypothesized causal structure would be wrong, and depression would be a confounder of the relationship between discrimination and suicide. So it would have a direct impact on both discrimination, at least how it's measured here, and suicide attempts. And hopefully the next steps, if not of our research, of some research, are to do this data, to replicate this analysis longitudinally so that we can tease out some of this directionality. Finally, our research is this first step towards a better understanding of how experiences of race-based discrimination could potentially influence suicidal behavior. And this could help clinicians identify symptoms that are predictive of suicide, which might be especially important if these mechanisms don't flow through depression, as that's the main risk factor that's generally screened for when you're looking to prevent suicide. So finally, our research points to the potential need for culturally relevant public health prevention measures to address the needs and well-being of individuals at risk in this culturally sensitive population of Hispanic American males. Thank you. Any questions?
I'm not familiar with that depression scale. Is that validated?
I don't know a ton about it. It's actually an interview schedule, so it's done by a clinician. So it's not a scale, and they used it to identify whether or not people met the DSM-IV criteria for depression in, over the lifetime. So actually what the NESARC gave us was just depression, yes or no. So I would have to do a little bit more digging to find out. Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. So I just went and checked this again, and I believe the only one that is statistically significant is 5. It's the one that has the being called a racist name. But the composite scale, you can see when putting them together, there may be bigger joint effects than just across the different items. Yeah, I think differential recall is definitely a possibility. People that have attempted suicide might be, again, in a different state at the time that you interview them, potentially, and remember their depressive status throughout the life course differently. So it's definitely something that having longitudinal data where you can tease out the temporality would aid in that, so that you actually have the measure of depression at the time period that you want to be assessing it.
Well, thank you all. I'm sure that Rashida and Jeff and Bob would be willing.